Kia ora, Kofu Smithahoe. Nga mai ki te whare, welcome to the House. Parliament was back to something close to normal today. There were a lot more MPs, a normal timetable, and debates over something other than COVID-19. The bills up for debate today touch on terrorism, drinking water, and car emissions. But before they got to that, MPs had an hour of grilling the government, during which time there was some contention over microphones.
The half of 2021, Mr. Speaker, if I may.
The Speaker wanted National's Chris Bishop to tone down his interjections to answers from the Prime Minister. He was, the Speaker said, coming through loud and clear on the microphone of Judith Collins, sitting in front of him.
I rely on the microphone systems within here to do it, and when the Prime Minister is being drowned out by him because he is using his leader's microphone, then it means that people outside the buildings had trouble hearing it as well.
In the chamber, Chris Bishop was undeniably loud, but he wasn't getting help from his leader's mic. Some MPs just have an impressive capacity to throw, or possibly even hurl, their voice. The microphones of every MP are turned off when they're not on their feet to speak, except for one. The microphone that's always left on, unless they turn it off themselves, is that of the Speaker, because they always have the right to speak, and their interpolations do need to be heard. In 2017, I sat down with the two most experienced sound engineers at Parliament, Colin Pearce and John McGregor, to learn how they manage the sound. Here's Colin.
Instead of having one or two or three or four microphone on and off switches, we've got 130. They're laid out like the horseshoe. If you look out into the house, you can see that there's a horseshoe shape for the house, and our microphone control panel is basically the same shape.
Most of the time they said it's not too difficult, and then there's question time.
Question time is always a lot of fun, and it's, I think, the best part of the day. You have to be on your toes, ready to jump at a moment's notice to hit the right mic. There's five operators that do this job, and we always fight for question time because we love doing it.
It must get a sweat on though for question time, because people are jumping up and down like nobody's business.
So you get an indication of who's going to speak, the first question, and who that question is going to, the minister in charge of that question. Then we have a supplementary question from the original person asking the question, and then it's open slather, and it can be anybody. You get a feel for who's going to jump up. If it's a health question, you know who the spokesman will be from the various parties, so you've got a rough idea, but we strive for perfect, and sometimes we just about make it.
You must have basically where everyone is sitting completely memorised, or do you rely on looking out there and...
It's a bit of both. You know where the important people who are always going to talk sit. So if they get called, your hand will just go to where they are. As I said, during question time, it can be anybody asking a question, and quite often they're not sitting in their seats. They've got specific seats that they're supposed to sit in, but they never quite sit there sometimes, so it's a bit of a guess who's going to be where.
You've been listening to The House. E te whakaranga koe ki te whare, he hotaka a poake nā teitahi pūtia āwhina. Nō mai. I te pāramata. Mātua.